So you are calling, Armando, from England, I presume. When do you fly over? When do you come over to Park City and all that? Are you coming to New York first?
I arrive late on Monday because I have a production on here that opens on this Friday. I'm doing an opera. I've written the words to an opera that's being premiered on Friday. So I have to stay here till Friday, and then I'm traveling over at the end of the weekend. So I'm in Sundance on Monday.
All right. That's obviously, we're talking a week from today. I read about the opera. How did you get going in the idea of doing an opera for a guy renowned for being a very brittle and funny, witty writer, director? Where did that come from?
Well, it's a comic opera. it's set in a plastic surgery clinic.
Okay. What's the name of it?
It ends up in a Californian plastic surgery clinic.
Okay. Is it and where precisely will it be debuting in London somewhere at the?
It's Opera North, which are a company based the north of England. They're a tour. They will come to Sadler's Wells in London.
Right.
In a couple of weeks' time. But I'm not directing. I just wrote the libretto, really. But I'm not sure I want to be there for the opening night, and then then I shall head over.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid I've never seen the thick of it.
You don't have to, really.
I would like very much to, ever after seeing In the Loop. I mean, I frankly, when I saw the premise of it and not really knowing your work until I saw it, I had this idea that it was maybe trying to do too much. I didn't believe that a cast of, I mean, everybody knows and respects Jim Gandolfini, and I love the actor Capaldi from who I first saw in Local Hero 26 years ago. But I didn't really believe it was. It seemed like it was too beyond the reach, I guess. And right away, that's the thing about the film. Right away, you're taken by the wonderful insults that come out from everyone, and then the film owned me as soon as they heard the insults. It's just pleasure, pure pleasure from that standpoint alone. So.
Excellent. And what we tried to do, I mean, I set out knowing that what we'll do is we will never see the outcome. We will never go as far as the White House and the Oval Office and the Prime Minister's office and stuff. Because then it becomes a much, much bigger thing. And I'm only really interested in the little people that are caught up in it.
Yeah.
But if they'd all done something about it, could have had an effect. But I want the audience to sort of see why these things happen.
Yes.
It could be for the stupidest of reasons, really.
Right. If you were to sort of read or a theory of what is funny and why it's funny, but humiliation is always funny, and there's lots of humiliation doled out to a lot of different people in this.
Lots of humiliation and lots of prevarication, lots of not quite getting around to doing what it was you publicly said you might do.
Right.
And also the sort of the office politics that suddenly become more, it's not just about politics, it's about tiny office politics that then seem to have international consequences, really.
The other thing that is very noticeable, apart from the, again, the wonderful dialogue, is that the energy is quite up all the way through. It never seems to be on a lull. Not in a hyper jittery, annoying way, but it's very, very up all the way, and that's very, very,
I kind of wanted to keep it lean. I had in my head a duration from the start that I didn't really want to go beyond, and I thought 1 hour 40 minutes is probably long enough to just get everything in and. And not outstay your welcome, and then that forces the pace. I mean, we do a lot of, while we're shooting it, the actors improvise around the script, and I keep quite a fair amount of the improvisation, but then basically. I then spent about 3 months boiling that 4.5 hours down to, you know, the right hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes. And I kind of want the audience to feel that what they're getting are the sort of the highlights of the story, as it were, not hanging around too long or lingering in a scene too long.
Yeah.
After that, one or two moments that I knew I wanted to suddenly go very still, and like the moment Malcolm Tucker has when he's in that meditation room at the UN and he's left on his own to try and think of a way out of everything. You know, I kind of have in my head sort of the rhythm the film's going to take in terms of when it's suddenly going to explode and when it's suddenly going to settle down. But yeah, no, you're right. I didn't really want it to settle too long. I kind of wanted in my head this notion that when Toby, the new boy, arrives first day, he's quite chatty as he goes up, and then the moment he gets in the lift, it just doesn't stop. It's just he hasn't got time to breathe, really. And
right.
It's just non-stop. Because I think that world is like that. That world of politics is so 24 hours and non-stop, and having to respond to not just events, but to the media and so on. And I don't think these people have time to stop and think, really. So one thing Obama said he wants to do is try and put into his day thinking time.
Hey, by the way, if someone had been interested, I lamentably wasn't on to you until I saw this. Can you rent? Can an American person rent The Thick of It on DVD somewhere, or get it somehow, or do you have to go to Amazon UK?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon UK. Yes, it was shown on BBC America, but I don't think it's out in the US. There was a pilot that's done with ABC that Christopher Guest directed. But ABC is a family channel, and I don't think it's that sort of show. So you'd have to get it on Amazon UK, but it's out on DVD.
Now, how did you rope in Gandolfini? Did he know you through that show, or how did that happen?
He knew the Thick of It, and as a result, we've been talking about doing another project, an HBO project.
Right.
And that's a separate thing. And then when this film notion developed, I thought he would be perfect for the general who talks the talk but doesn't necessarily walk the walk.
Yeah.
And he was well up for sort of improvising and workshopping the stuff in advance.
Right. So how many days, remind me, you're going to be there on Monday. You're going to be in Sundance for what? 2-3 days?
About a week.
A whole week.
I leave sort of Friday afternoon.
Okay. All right. Well, I would very much like to say hello when you get there. I just wanted to tell you, it's one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. I saw it with my son, who's 20, and he thought it was hilarious. And I just, it was just really quite the surprise. Not that I had any reason. I didn't have any reason to know anything, but I was just a lot funnier than I thought it would be. So.
Excellent. Oh, well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Good news. Oh, well, tell everyone.
Are you going? So you're going to be there on inauguration day? Are you going to one of those inauguration breakfast brunches that they're having?
I think what I'm doing is I'd love to see the inauguration, so I'm going to sit and watch it. And if there's anyone around who wants to watch it with me, I'm
more. Okay. Right. Well, anyway, congratulations. It's a really good job, and I hope to see you in Park City. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Yeah. No. Look forward to it. See you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you.